up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Disney College Program Podcast. I'm Josiah.
And I'm Holly, and we are your hosts.
All right, Holly, look, I know I say this every single time. I know I do. But today is truly a special episode.
You do say this every time, and you're correct every time, and you're correct today. It is a special episode because we are going to be speaking with someone who's part of the Disney College Program HBCU cohort, powered by Disney on the Yard, which is just so special.
Yeah. I mean, it's all about building your community, strengthening your network, celebrating your culture. What's not to love?
Exactly. And on top of that, she's kind of a big deal. She's got a following online. So she's going to give us a real look at what the program experience is like.
Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Shay, welcome to the podcast. We're so excited to have you here.
I'm excited to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Yay. Okay, Shay, let's start at the very beginning of your Disney journey. How did you hear about the Disney College Program? You're part of the HBCU cohort. How did you hear about that? Let's start there.
So to start, I heard from the program from a friend. We went to Disney actually last year in December for her birthday. So she sent me the flyer once they posted on Instagram. And I was like, oh, she was like, you should apply. I know you like theater. You love Disney. We went last year. I feel like you'll be a perfect fit. So I just applied and just... that's how I ended up here. I mean, you know, it was no really plan. It was just a friend just so happened to just see it and just seen me within what she saw, and she just sent it to me. So, yeah.
That's cool. For people who don't know what this experience really is, can you kind of give them an explanation and then just what it means to you to be here as well?
Honestly, it's just a life-changing opportunity. It's just something to be so grateful for. It's an amazing experience because you get hands-on, especially post-grad for me, just being able to work towards my career. That's how I see it. And it's just really, it's just an amazing opportunity and something to be grateful for. Yeah.
That's awesome. And what school did you go to?
Savannah State University. Okay. Go Tigers.
Yes. And then for those who don't know what the HBCU cohort powered by Disney on the Yard is, can you give us a little description?
So the HBCU cohort here at Disney is a program where we can bring culture here live at the company. It's just kind of like a home base inside of a big company, kind of like a football game when you have so many fans, so much crowd, but when you get a touchdown, everybody runs to the end zone. It's a celebration. So just being able to come together with your people and celebrate culture, celebrate each other and empower each other, be there for each other through the process, and just being able to network with like-minded people, people who come from different cultures, different backgrounds. So it's just amazing to be able to connect with those type of students. Yeah.
What is it like day one to see everybody here repping their school, having all their stuff on, and just to be able to be a part of that experience?
It made me feel good. Like, I was nervous at first, but when I seen that, I said, oh, hold on, I found my people. Like, hold on, let me, you know, get comfy real quick. So it was just a good feeling. It made me feel like I wasn't alone coming into this, because it could be nerve-wracking, especially moving to a whole different state post-grad. You're just taking a leap of faith. You're taking a risk in something that you don't know if it's going to pay off. You have no idea who you're going to meet. Especially me coming here, I didn't know anybody coming in here. So it just made me feel good and just made me feel like, okay, it's gonna go good, you know. Just I have hope for this, so that's how I felt.
Yeah. Hope is important.
Yeah, I know it is.
Brand new, and you're like, I don't know,
right?
But okay.
That sense of relief, it's like a
yes, yeah. Okay. You're like, I can breathe now.
We're gonna be okay.
Yeah. Girl, who's gonna be okay? So I know you said like being in the cohort, like you got to meet people, is kind of like that instant connection. How do you feel that helped like your experience? Were you able to make friends pretty quickly that way?
I really was, especially the first people that I met were from HBCU. So I had it was similar faces a little bit, faces that I've seen before, where they're like, that was on the other side of the field. I traveled a lot with the football team for football games. So I got to see a couple people. We never really met formally, but seeing those faces, like, okay, you know, I kind of know you a little bit. We haven't really met, but you know, I've heard about you, I've seen you. So I was able to connect with people so naturally, especially that we're from HBCU. So automatically we're family. So yeah.
You talked about like this being kind of a random opportunity that you took advantage of.
Yeah.
Did you have that moment where you're like, this is where I'm meant to be?
Yeah, honestly, when I first started, I started training and just like started getting into my role, understanding things, and just helping guests and just creating that magic for them, and reminding myself like, wow, like these were the cast members that was creating that magic for me when I came last year. So that just made me feel like, wow, this is really where I'm supposed to be. Because when I came last year in December, I was just so happy being here at Disney. It was my first time. I was so excited just seeing the joy and like the people, the cast members' face, like seeing them create magic for other guests and for me as well. So being that I was able to be that person and have that power to create magic for other guests, I think that's when I realized like, wow, this is where I'm supposed to be. This is where I'm meant to be. Yeah.
Wow. So were you a Disney fan before your trip last year, or was this like a, like it changed things for you?
It was, honestly, I was raised by a single mom, so we barely, I was born in the U.S., but barely grew up here. I mainly grew up in Haiti. So we didn't have, like, power, electricity. I mean, we had a TV, but power only came on at night. So I wasn't a Disney fan. I mean, I'm just now learning the princesses and all the names and stuff. Like, I was not the whole, you know, the person that grew up coming to Disney, watching Disney. That was not me. So it was just like a switcheroo for me, honestly. Yeah, but it's been amazing because I'm getting to experience all the little kid stuff now. And yes. It's just like the little girl in me is just so happy, so excited. So, yeah, I didn't grow up watching that. And I think that's what's beautiful about my journey is because it's different from other people's compared to people who grow up coming to Disney. They've known this all their life. You know, they have pictures when they were kids in front of the castle. I didn't have that. So I'm enjoying this now because I never had it even more. Yeah.
So coming into this, did it feel overwhelming with all this new information and like things to get into, or did you feel like you got into it pretty well?
I think I would say a little bit of both. I think it was overwhelming and just kind of made me feel a little bit like, dang, everybody knows all these princesses and all their names. And here's me, I can barely name one. So it's just like, ooh, am I supposed to be here? But no, I think it's just the learning part of it is what's the most beautiful thing for me. Like, I'm getting to see and watch and also learn about these things. So at first it was overwhelming. You made me feel like I was a little bit out of place because I didn't get all these experiences that everybody else had to have, you know, had. My upbringing was a lot different. So it was definitely overwhelming at first. But I think now it's just like I'm enjoying the process of learning. I'm enjoying going to the park every day and seeing different characters. Like, oh, I didn't even know Chip and Dale. I just learned that recently at my job at Garden Grill. Chip and Dale, the nose is the difference between them, and yeah. I'm just not learning, but it's like, wow, like I'm loving it. I'm liking learning, so yeah.
Okay, so what are some like standout moments, like what are you learning about? Because you're saying it sounds like you're starting from like almost zero.
Yeah.
So okay.
Yeah, it really is. The only characters I knew was Mickey and Minnie. So coming here, I'm learning about Princess Tiana. I'm learning about Cinderella and Tinkerbell and all that stuff. You know, I'm learning about all these characters. I never really, again, I didn't grow up watching that. We played outside where I'm from. We didn't have electricity. We didn't have power. We didn't have a lot of things, you know, we were fortunate enough to have. So being that I'm in a position now, thank God for that, to be able to experience all these things. I'm taking it all in one day at a time and just embracing the journey, honestly. Honestly, and not like beating myself up because I feel behind or like everybody else knows the characters and I don't. I'm fine with that. Like, even my followers on TikTok, they'll make fun of me for that because sometimes I'll be like, this is green and white and pink whole time I'm talking about Tinkerbell. And they're like, girl, this is Tinkerbell. Like, I had my followers make fun of me the other day because of that. But it's just like, I laugh at it because it's just, it's me, it's my journey, and it's different, and I don't really want to fit in. I like being different. I enjoy that, and again, my upbringing is different from y'all's, you know. I didn't have the same opportunities when I was little. I'm just now getting to experience all these things that I'm older, so I think it's just something to be grateful for. It's something that I'm just embracing, and I'm not ashamed about it at all.
Yeah, and it's like you said, I mean, you're getting to experience all of this, like, kind of how kids get to experience it. Yeah. Like, Disney's for everyone, and I feel like the magic does not wear off. Wow, that sounds so corny, but it's true.
Yeah,
like,
no, it's true. The magic doesn't. Does not stop no matter how old you are. Yeah. Like, I want to be a grandma one day still coming to Disney with my ears, with my grandchildren. Yeah, Disney is for everybody. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
Have you had a chance to like bring your family and invite
them in? Yes, my mom came to visit, I want to say last week, and she did not want to leave. She was like, make space for me, I'm moving. I'm like, mom, you cannot live here. But no, she even heard just having her come here, especially that her upbringing was similar to mine. She didn't have all these things. So just seeing the smile on her face and showing her like, this is why I work. This is what you paved the way for me. You know, you did all of these things and got us away from, you know, a foreign country and came here and took a risk for the both of us. You took a risk for your kids. You know, put everything aside to make sure that we were able to come to the U.S. and have a better life. So just being able to show her that, like, this is all your hard work that you've put in. And I'm like, you know, yeah, just, I don't know. It's just an amazing feeling.
That's beautiful. Switching gears a little bit, because you talked about your TikTok followers and people who are supporting what you do. Mm-hmm. So we had a chance to meet in a video shoot not too long ago.
Yeah, we did.
And you were also filming some content of your own. So talk about what it's like to be creating this content and sharing it with the world.
Honestly, it's amazing. I've honestly been a content creator for, I want to say, 4 or 5 years now, since quarantine-ish time. So I've always had passion for like content creating, sharing my journey, my experiences through social media, just going to college, being a business owner, entrepreneur, just sharing that whole side of me. So my followers being able to see me switch gears and try something new, like coming here to Disney and stuff like that, I feel like they've been enjoying it. They're watching me grow as a person, honestly, because again, I've been creating content for so long. So I think that they're enjoying the growth, and I like that they're enjoying it. It makes me happy. Not only that, but there's future participants that are finding my content, and they're able to not only find joy, but find understanding and just kind of have an idea of what to expect coming into the program. I've met so many college program students who come here and they're like, girl, I've seen your content, and like, thank you, because I had no clue what I was getting myself into, but like watching your videos, I had an idea and it put my mind at ease, and I love that. I feel like that makes me want to go 10 times harder. Like, for example, my roommate that moved in like 2 days ago, she was like, you look so familiar, and I'm like, I bet I do. She was like, you're Shay from TikTok, and I was like, yes girl, I am. So it was just kind of funny. She was like, thank you so much for like your videos, because like, I didn't know what I was getting myself into. She's moving from a whole nother state. So just being able to watch my content, watch my videos, watch my experience, it made her feel at ease coming here. And that to me is just, this is who I do it for, you know, so. Yeah.
How did you get into content creation? You said you started like 4 or 5 years ago. How did that start?
So I started creating content around COVID time when we were all bored home with nothing to do. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I started posting like hair tutorials, hair videos and stuff like that. And those started just kind of like blowing up on Instagram. So I was like, okay, well, since they like my short form content, let me take it, you know, take it up a notch. So I created my YouTube channel, and I just started posting like day in the life content, and then eventually I graduated high school, went to college. So I was posting like college content, what it was like to be at a D1 school playing volleyball, then transferred to an HBCU. So just like, that's just kind of how it started. And just like, I think again, my followers are just watching my journey, watching me get older, watching me, you know, try different things and not putting myself in a box, and just, that's really just how it kind of started for me. Yeah.
So are you somebody who, when you know you're thinking about this content, is it just taking it moment by moment, or do you have a plan of what you want to get?
I definitely do have a plan. That's what helps me stay consistent and stay on top of my content, especially when it gets super busy with work and stuff like that. Like, for example, I have content planned out for 3 months out. So for the next 3 months, I have content planned out. So it's really important for me because it helps me stay organized, but also helps me hold myself accountable as well, and make sure that, okay, yeah, you got work, but you have other people relying to see like your videos come up on their For You page or whatever the case may be. So that's what helps me stay consistent, just batching content, recording content ahead of time. That way I have that time frame window to be able to edit them. So even though I'm heading to work, I'm on the bus, I can be editing on my phone or whatever the case may be. So that's what helps me stay consistent and just put out content every single day.
Oh my gosh, busy yeah. woman. When you said editing on the bus, yeah, you know, content planned months in advance.
Listen, I'm on top of it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah. I feel lazy right now. You're inspiring me. No, you are. And probably other people who are listening. Yeah. How do you decide like what content you're going to post?
That's such a good question. I think the way I come up with my videos, I'll just probably like be laying around in bed and I just immediately idea, or like I'll be scrolling on TikTok and come up with ideas. So that's kind of how I decide, just really how my day is going. What do I feel like filming? What do my followers like? What do they enjoy watching the most? And what do I enjoy filming and editing the most as well? I think it's important to consider what do they like, what they like watching, but also what do I like filming? Because you never want to put yourself in a situation where you're filming things that other people like, but you're not enjoying it anymore. So for me, it's just about finding that balance of like, what do my followers like, but what also do I enjoy filming, and what do I enjoy doing in filming at same time? Because sometimes I like going out and not filming and just not having that, you know, having to rely on like just film, get that perfect shot, get this, get that, but just know, have fun with it. And that's just kind of what I've been doing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like by making a lot of this content that it either has or can open doors for you professionally as well?
Definitely. Like, for example, being on this podcast and being invited by you guys, I feel like it's just a blessing. Honestly, it's something to just be so grateful for. So I feel like if it wasn't for my content and, you know, me, you know, being the person that I am and just, you know, reaching for the stars, I wouldn't have the opportunities that I have today. So, yeah, it's been amazing.
That's awesome. And I know you talked a little bit about how people will like recognize you mm-hmm. and they'll come up and say like, oh, thank you for making this video. Yeah. Like, it prepared me. Like, can you talk a little bit about kind of the impact you're able to make by being a content creator?
Yeah, the impact is just something that brings tears to my eyes sometimes, honestly. Just looking back at my life back then and looking at how far I've come, it's been amazing, honestly. Like you said, I have people come up to me sometimes when I'm at the park on my off day. They're like, is that Shay? Like, I know you from TikTok and stuff, and they want pictures, and it's amazing. It makes me feel like I'm doing something good. It makes me feel like I'm not just posting content just to post, but I'm inspiring somebody. I'm inspiring somebody to want to do more or maybe apply for the Disney College program. So it's a good feeling to know that I'm making a difference in the world. Little do I know. So it's an amazing feeling. It's something too. Yeah. It's exciting.
We meet so many content creators who say, oh, this is what I want to do, or I want to kind of get into this. And they have what they feel like obstacles of, I don't have the fanciest camera or the biggest lens or whatever. But in your case, you're just like, I'm going to do it and I'm do it my way. So can you kind of talk to the people who are either watching and listening and give them some inspiration about just getting out there and doing it?
Of course. Honestly, when I started creating content, I was on my iPhone, 15? No, not even 15. Oh, wow. 15 just came out. iPhone 12? I don't even remember. But I was recording on my phone. That's all I had. And I made it work. You got to make it do what it do. I was just recording on my phone, and eventually my video started doing good. It started blowing up. Obviously, brand deals and sponsorships started coming in, so eventually I was able to purchase a camera, which, you know, bring things up a notch. But I say, like, don't be afraid to start with your phone. Like, there's nothing wrong with your phone. Your phone has amazing, great quality. Eventually, when you do get to the stage where you fall in love with the process, you love it, yes, invest in cameras. They're great quality as well. But your phone is perfectly fine. You know, go for it. What you have, use the resources that you have, fall in love with the process, and then upgrade. Because I feel like when you upgrade at first and try to buy the most expensive, most fanciest camera, I feel like it kind of takes away from, how would I put it? It takes away from the journey a little bit. I think, like, starting from the bottom and working your way up, it's a beautiful thing about that journey and that process. So don't be afraid to use your phone. Use your resources. Use what you have. There's nothing wrong with it. That's what I did, and that's how I'm able to be here today.
That's awesome. You talked a little bit about, like, making sure you find that balance between, like, what do I want to film, like, the content I want to create versus, like, you know, what do people want to see? Mm-hmm. So do you have any favorite videos that you've made from your time on the college program?
Oh, favorite videos I've made. Let's see. I think I love my, like, going to the park videos on my off days. Like, for example, a couple days ago, I filmed Magic Kingdom solo day. I go to the parks a lot often by myself. I love spending time alone. It helps me just be at ease, just, you know, switch up. I love my friends, but sometimes solo time I feel like is really important. So I think my followers also love that, because a lot of people like to go to the parks alone as well, or sometimes they're too scared to go by themselves. But I kind of show them that, hey, you can go by yourself and still have fun. You're on nobody's timing but yours. You're having fun on your own, and I love that. I think that's my favorite videos on my page, honestly, just solo park days, because I'm able to enjoy time by myself but also inspire somebody who wants to go out and do something by themselves. Like, don't wait on nobody.
Yeah.
If your friend is too busy, they can't go with you, go by yourself.
Bye.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Thank you for saying that, because you know what? One time I got made fun of for going to the parks alone. So I'm going to point to your videos
really,
now.
Really? As you should. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with going by yourself. It's actually even better, in my opinion, going by yourself.
Yes. I'm
going
to say Shay said so.
Yeah.
So.
And did.
Yeah.
And did. Yeah. So
as you think about just all of the different things, even just that, like, Walt Disney World Resort that you can get into and film and showcase, are there other pieces of this property that you're like, I haven't done that yet, but I want to be able to share that at some point?
You know what's crazy? Yesterday I went to Pop Century Resort for the first time. I went to All Star Resort, so that was something that I've never done, visiting the resorts, and I did that yesterday. Filmed it, of course, and I, like you said, like, it's just something that I never did, but I was like, I want to, today's my off day, let me get up and do that. Like, that's one thing I have not done. I'm like, I gotta go do that. So that's one thing that I haven't done. A couple days ago I tried a Dole Whip from Magic Kingdom. My God, is it good. It is so good. So just, like, trying new things and switching it up. But I think up next, I want to visit some more resorts. I really had fun doing that yesterday. I think, like, it's kind of like a park day 2.0, but I'm more chill. No crowds and all the crazy stuff going on. So that was nice to do. And just continue to explore Disney and what all it has to offer, honestly, because I feel like people look at Disney and they just think parks, but it's so much more to it. Like, resorts, it's so much more fun. It never gets boring. I feel like that's what I love the most about it. It's always something to do. I'm always like, and then my followers, they'll, like, suggest something to me in the comments. Or, like, character dining, that's another thing I've been loving to do recently. I recently went to the Crystal Palace at Magic Kingdom. Love that. I went to Tusker House at Animal Kingdom. Yeah, so I'm just exploring and, like, taking in the suggestions and just having fun with it.
Okay, so on this journey, being a participant on this program, being a content creator, you're mm-hmm. always on, you're always doing something. So even when you're not at work, you're editing something, you're filming something. When do you take time just for yourself, and how do you prioritize that as well?
I think the only time that I would say I take time to myself is on Sundays, and I honestly sometimes it's really rare. I never, now that you asked that, I really need to take more time to myself. I really need to do that, because like you said, even when I'm not at work, I'm still working. I'm still working on videos. I'm responding to comments. I'm replying to questions that I may have about the program. So I think it's just work doesn't stop for me. I try my best to take days off, though, especially on Sundays. Sundays are my reset days, cleaning days, cooking, meal prepping days. So I think those are the days that I try to really just log off, put the editing to the side, really spend time by myself, prioritizing my health as well, going to the gym, working out, cooking, meal prepping, so I won't have to buy fast food every day. So I think Sundays are the days that I try my best to just really just take time for me. Mm-hmm. Where about me? What makes me happy? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So let's go into a day, like a full day in the life mm-hmm. where you're working, but you're also creating content. Can you just like from sunrise to sunset or beyond, give us a walkthrough of what this day is going to be like?
Okay, cool. So usually I'll be up around 8 in the morning. I'm an early bird, so I usually get up no matter what time I go to sleep. I'm up super early. So I get up and just, you know, get in my word, get in my Bible, spend time with God. That's my most important thing. That's the number one thing that I do when I start my day. After that, I head to the gym, get a workout in. From the gym, shower, get ready, and just pretty much get some editing done, film some content if need to be, and then get ready for work and just spend the rest of the day at work. So that's kind of what my days are like. Yeah, it sounds so simple, but it's like everything's back to back, and I'm in a time frame to get everything, all of this done before what 1-2 o'clock, because that's when I gotta get ready to head out to work. So from 8 a.m. to 1-2 o'clock, I got edit, go to the gym, get things done, reply to emails, jump on interviews sometimes when I have to, or Zoom calls, business meetings and stuff like that. So that's kind of what my day is like. And it's different every day as well. Some days are more chill than others, and some days are just like, I'm like, can I really do this in 24 hours? But make it work, though.
You make it work. Yeah. Okay, and then can you talk a little bit about your role and your location?
Yeah, so my role is attractions. I work at Epcot at Living with the Land. It's a chill boat ride. Yeah. Just how I like it. Very calm, very, you know, not too much, very demure, very simple.
Very mindful.
Very mindful, very.
So going back to the beginning of this work experience, mm-hmm. right? You're coming to Disney for the first time, you're experiencing all this for the very first time. How was it transitioning into the role, and you know, did they make it pretty easy for you to understand what you were doing while you were there?
So definitely coming in, orientation was nice. Orientation just made my mind feel at ease a little bit, especially being that I was nervous. And then I started training, and I was so scared. I'm like, Lord, help me. I was so afraid. I didn't know what I was getting myself into, and especially that I've heard a lot of reviews about attractions, safety critical and all this stuff. I'm like, ooh. Yeah, I hope it goes good. But eventually when I did start, my trainers were amazing. They honestly helped me understand everything. They were so amazing at what they'd done. And I just, I'm grateful for them, because they made the process so much easier. I feel like I was beating myself up and being nervous for literally no reason, because now I feel like I'm just doing so good at it. So, it was just, again, attractions is safety critical. So you have to stay on top of everything. Like something that you might think is so little, but it's so critical and so important. So it's important that you do it. So, yeah.
So working in attractions, like you said, you have to keep guest safety top of mind. You're the expert in that area, basically. Yeah. How do you do that?
Honestly, just remembering everything that I learned in training and making sure that I apply that. I mean, sometimes guests can get upset with us for certain rules, but it's like, I don't make the rules. I'm just following them and making sure that not only am I following them for me, but I'm following them for you as well to keep you safe. So that's kind of what I try to do. Mm-hmm. And especially that safety is our number one priority here at Disney. So it's important that I stay on top of that as a cast member.
Yeah. Sometimes it's easier said than done to let that stuff roll off, of course, knowing that we're still human at the end of the day. So how do you make sure you're not bringing that stuff home with you?
I think for me, I have this technique of where when I'm at work, it's just when I'm at work, I'm at work. But once I leave work, I snap out of it, if that makes sense. Like everything that happened at work, leave it behind, and I only grab the good experiences with me. Just try to snap out of it, not take anything personal, try not to be offended. Hey, life goes on, it's all right. You know, joy comes in the morning, it'll be a better day tomorrow. So, you know, just not taking things personal and just honestly getting a laugh out of certain situations too. Like sometimes what helps me is just laughing about it, just to kind of get my mind off of it. And I'm a big overthinker too, so I just, let's just laugh about it. Yeah, I get over it, quick laugh, and it's said and done. So yeah, because it won't matter tomorrow, honestly. You might be sad for a few minutes, but you'll be just fine.
So is that part of the training then? Because, I mean, you are in a guest-facing role. A lot of the roles that we have here are guest-facing. Do they train you on how to handle situations that may be a little bit trickier with guests?
Honestly, they train us mostly on the safety critical stuff. I think as far as, you know, being professional and handling situations with guests is something that you kind of have to have coming into the company. And also not only have to have, but you even see, it'll get better as you work within the company, especially, like you said, dealing with a lot of guests each and every day. I feel like training for me was more so on the ride and how to keep guests safe and things like that. But as far as, like, really diving into, like, how to deal with situations, I mean, we kind of do get a little bit of it. But I think that you don't learn until you're put in that situation, honestly. Mm-hmm. You really won't get it until you're having a situation with the guest where you have to come up with plan B if plan A doesn't work. And of course, we have our coordinators, we have our leaders that are always here for backup, which is amazing. So we can always call on them if we need support or need backup. But for the most part, I think it's just a job that you also learn as you go as well.
So on one hand, you're learning all of these things for the very first time, yeah. But then when you get a chance to, you get to experience the actual attraction for the first time. So yeah. What was it like to actually be a guest and check out Living with the Land?
So I was a guest at Living with the Land for the first time, I want to say the day before I started my training, because I was like, I was so anxious to find out like where I was working, what it was like. And I remember, I believe the park was closing at 5 around that day because they had an event. So I was like 4:30-ish. I was rushing to get there. So that was my first time. The only person in the queue in the line as well, because they were getting ready to close. The only person on the boat. So I got to experience it, yeah, by myself for the first time. I just wanted to have an idea of what I was getting myself into. And I think I was so anxious, but also so excited to kind of see. I couldn't wait till the next day. I was like, I got to go see this. So that was my first time experiencing it as a guest. And I was like, okay, this is chill. I like this. I think we'll get along here. But yeah, that was my first time experiencing Living with the Land for the first time. It was nice. I was like, I feel like Living with the Land fits me. I feel like it's just so chill, so calm and laid back, but it could also be chaotic sometimes and just have a lot going on and having a lot of fun. Like, for example, we have our Christmas lights that are coming up for the holidays, so it'll be super packed, super fun, super eventful. So I feel like Living with the Land represents me. Sometimes I'm cool, sometimes I'm quiet, but sometimes it's eventful as well, and it's a lot going on. So yeah, that's how I see it.
It's so cute. I'm picturing you as like the only person on the boat. It's so
I really was. Like, I kind of felt bad. I'm like, dang, I got these people working. Like, I'm the only person in here. I should be a shit, but I was like, no, it's okay.
No.
I feel like it's okay. People come and do that all the time, right?
Yeah.
Because now I'm the cast member looking at you guys, and it's only one person on the boat, and we're getting ready to close at 9.
I'm going to come see you.
Right.
I'm going to come be the only person on the boat. You'll be like, oh, my God. Right. That's so I love the analysis, too, of, like, Living with the Land. It's such a classic ride, too.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And I feel like that's the one where, like, if you're a Disney fan, like, you know, like, that's where you go to, like, cool down
and chill, yeah.
But then it's also, like, very informative. Yeah. To, like, I'm learning.
Yeah, and I love a good
that's
scenery.
That's you with your TikTok videos.
Yeah.
Yeah. It
love
is
the
you.
Scenery. Love the scenery and Living with the Land. It's just so chill. Like you said, after a long park day walking around, you can always count on Living with the Land to just have a seat, enjoy the breeze.
Dependable.
And just, yeah. Dependable. Yeah.
That's you.
Yeah.
Do you have, okay, what are your favorite rides in each of the parks?
Oh, okay. Let's start with Animal Kingdom. That's my favorite park.
Yes.
I think my favorite ride at Animal has to be Kilimanjaro Safari. That's my favorite one. I love animals, so I love that one. And I also love Mount Everest, the roller coaster. I know it's shocking because I had a fear of roller coasters coming in here, but I've been facing my fears. Yeah.
I'm still afraid, so you got it. You're good.
And then as far as Hollywood Studios, my favorite ride is Slinky. Love Slinky Dog. That's a good one. Magic Kingdom, my favorite ride, I would say, is Astro Orbiter. Yeah.
You are the only person who thinks that. No, sorry. What? Well, maybe not. No one's maybe ever said that.
Are you serious?
Not on this show.
Are they expecting, like, Tron or something?
I think so. Because
I'm not getting on that.
People go for, like, the flashy, like, but you know what? They're not real Disney fans, you know? You know.
Right. I know. I know. But no, I love Astro. It's a vibe. It's just...
It is a vibe.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, what am I missing?
Hollywood Studios.
Epcot.
Epcot.
Oh, sorry.
No, I said, yeah. Epcot. Epcot. I like Living with the Land, but it's not my favorite. So I'm not going to lie on here. Okay. I like Soarin'.
Yes.
Soarin' is nice.
Right next door.
Yeah, right next door. And Guardians, honestly. Yeah, Guardians
Those
of the Galaxy.
Those are very different vibes.
It is, but that's the beauty of it, switching it up.
Oh, yes.
We talked about the fact that you're here for the first time and experiencing all of this. What's something that has just surprised you about this program experience?
I think one thing that I would say that surprised me is like the connections that I've made and like all the friends that I've been able to meet. Like how everybody's from all around the world. And I think that's the beauty of it. Like just learning different cultures, learning about new people, making new friends. Like I have friends that live in Thailand now. So that gives me a reason to go visit Thailand one of these days. Friends that lives in Paris and France and stuff like that. So I think that's one thing that definitely surprised me, the connections and the friendships I was able to make with people from all around the world. You know, I think it's just, it's an amazing thing just having friends from all over and just making that connection with them, sharing that experience with them as well, and just not being all alone in this process. Yeah, that's definitely one thing that I would say was surprised me 100%.
How do you form those connections with people who are, you know, from such different parts of the world and have different backgrounds and all of that? Like, how do you form those connections?
I think it just happens naturally. I feel like us being in the college program, automatically that's a bond out of that. But I think also me being that I speak French and speak multiple different languages. Yeah.
Oh.
So I'm able to connect with my friends from France and we speak French all the time. So I feel like just that connection and that culture of like us speaking, you know, the same language, automatically it's just like a click right there. So we'll be at work speaking French.
So have you actually had a chance to use your other languages like on the program as well?
Yeah, I have. I've been able to connect with guests that way. I've met a lot of guests who are from Haiti as well, who speak Creole. Who sometimes don't speak English, so I'm able to explain to them like either directions or what the ride is about. So I'm able to connect with guests through Creole and through speaking the same language, and even French too. Being able to help guests who come from, again, different countries and come to Disney and don't speak, you know, English and stuff like that. So I'm able to connect with them that way, explain to them like what the park is all about, the different rides. If they're looking for something, like I'm able to explain to them and they're able to understand. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I feel like that kind of speaks to like the impact that you're able to have on the program. Do you have any like favorite guest stories?
Favorite guest stories? I would say I love when guests like they like, for example, this bracelet that I'm wearing right now says Stitch, and I love Stitch. So a guest made me this bracelet, so I wear it all the time. Yeah. So just little stuff like that, like little, you know, souvenirs and memories that you're able to keep. And yeah, that's. I feel like that's one of my favorite memories. I'm able to keep this and just remember such a great interaction. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we always ask people who, especially come from a different place, that you're able to see a bit of yourself in the park somehow, some way.
Yeah.
So do you find pieces of your culture, pieces of what represents you within the parks or the resorts?
I would say yes, especially with Epcot, with all the countries and all the food that you're able to try all over the world. So I feel like I'm able to see myself there because I love culture. I love different scenery, I love learning new languages and trying different foods. So I definitely see myself at Epcot. And I feel like that's why Epcot is definitely one of my favorite parks as well, because it's just, you get a little bit of something from each country. And I think that's just so, it's the beauty of it, honestly. I just love how Disney just goes out of their way to represent all cultures from all around the world and just is so big on diversity, which is an amazing thing.
Yeah. That's awesome. And I know, you know, you're coming from out of state and all of this. So another thing we always ask about is kind of what was that transition like and how is it living on your own, essentially, for maybe one of the first times in your life?
Yeah. Honestly, it's just an adjustment. I'm from Miami. Well, born in New York City, moved to Miami for a couple years, moved to Georgia for school. So that's where I was just recently. So being, you know, making that move from Savannah, Georgia, post-grad, like what, a couple of days after graduation, moving here to Orlando. Yeah, it's definitely an adjustment. It's just everything's happening so fast. I think it's just taking it all in, but also realizing that, hey, time goes by fast. Like, have fun and take it all in, but also remember, enjoy every bit of it. Take some time to yourself. And just, again, it's an adjustment that you have to make. And I think once you're put in that situation, you got to make it do what it do. Just have to, make the adjustment. But it's been amazing so far. I'm grateful to have people around me I'm grateful to have people around me who are also making the same adjustment or similar adjustments, like moving from different countries and graduating school, coming here. So I'm not in this alone. And I feel like that's just what I love the most about it, because I have other people who can relate to what I'm going through and, you know, the experiences that I'm having. And I'm able to share these experiences with other people. So, yeah, it's an adjustment. But, hey, that's what life is all about. It's adjusting and, you know, you get things thrown at you sometimes. You just got to dodge and keep going. Yeah.
This may not as much apply to you, because I know you love being at the parks and at the resorts, mm-hmm. but when you don't feel like just leaving the property,
yeah.
do you do any of the things that are offered at Flamingo Crossings Village to just like, hey, I want to get out of the room, but just yeah. stay where I am?
No, definitely. I mean, I don't want to go to the parks every single day. I mean, that sun is nothing to play with. You got to be in the mood to be in that sun outside, okay? Yeah. I definitely like the pool. I enjoy the pool sometimes, or just chilling by the pool. I love the jacuzzi at night. Survive. Yeah. I also spend some time, well, a lot of time at the community center as well. When I want to switch up the environment and not like edit and get work done in my room, I go to the community center and just get a room and just reply to emails, get some editing done, just switch up the scenery. So I definitely use everything that Flamingo has to offer. And I think that's just the beauty of it too, because Flamingo offers so much for us. So it's important to take advantage of it while we're here. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And is any of this like done with friends? Like, what do you and your friends like to do for fun?
We like to try new things. We recently went to clear kayaking at Silver Springs, which was nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so just trying new things. We spend a lot of time together as well, especially that they're leaving soon. We'll go out sometimes. Just, you know, try different things outside of the parks. Because I feel like we can just go to the park any day. But just, like, trying something new, driving an hour away sometimes just to do different things. Go to the zoo, like switch it up. Like that's just what we like to do. Do something different besides the parks. We love the parks, don't get us wrong, but you know, I feel like it's just, it doesn't hurt to switch it up and try something new. So that's one thing that my friends and I enjoy doing.
Yeah, yeah. And there's so much to explore, like yeah. outside of Disney property.
100%, yeah, it's so much to do, yeah. They have flea markets sometimes. They have, they have farmer's markets sometimes where we go and buy like groceries and stuff like that. Just trying new things, yeah.
So I know, of course, as yourself being a content creator, mm-hmm. Do you also link up with other content creators that are on the program, or like get inspiration from other people that are also there?
Yeah, I actually met Rochelle. You guys had her on the podcast, I believe. Yes. Yeah. So she was super sweet. So we were able to connect and stuff like that. So yeah, that was nice to just see another content creator like myself in the program. And she's so sweet. And it just, yeah, that's definitely awesome. Nice. Yeah.
Did you ever watch like any other content creators before you came?
Honestly, no. I mean, I've seen a couple videos on TikTok, but I didn't like have a specific creator that I always could refer back to. And I feel like that's why it's important to me to put out content, just so people could have something to watch. Because I think when I was coming here, I wanted to have an idea of what things would be like. I mean, I found a couple videos, but I didn't find a content creator that was truly consistent with their content. So I feel like that's what makes me want to go 10 times harder and be that person that other people can look up to and just know, I know Shay got a video of something up there. And it's consistent and she's always posting stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know there are a lot of people who are either watching or listening and just, I mean, blown away mm-hmm. at all the different things that you do, both in your role and outside of it. Yeah. And they're like, okay, I wanna do this. Yeah. I think I'm gonna do this. And they're close to applying, but they're mm-hmm. not exactly there. They don't know if, you know, something holding them back. Yeah. What would you tell them to get over that hurdle?
Honestly, I would just say to just do it. You never know what's on the other side until you go there. Like, for example, for me, this was just such a spontaneous last minute decision. It was a leap of faith, literally. So I think that it's just a beauty in the things that you're afraid of doing, but you end up doing it. And just watching yourself become that person on the other side is just an amazing feeling. The growth is amazing. And so many amazing opportunities here for you. So if you've been doubting or you're iffy about it, you're not sure, my biggest advice is to apply. Go for it. You just never know until you actually know, literally. Like, don't let your fears get in the way of things, because fear will hold you back and will not help you get to your, you know, highest potential. So get over that fear, apply for it. You just never know what's on the other side until you get there. So go for it, take that leap of faith, be like me, like, go for it. You might not know too much about it, but hey, it doesn't hurt to try. So you just never know until you get here. So that's my biggest advice. Mm-hmm. take the risk and go
take
for
the
it
risk.
Yeah.
Has anyone ever come up to you and told you that they applied because of you?
Yeah, they have. Oh, yeah, I know. It's crazy. Yeah. Well, I've had people just come up to me and say, Shay, like, you really inspired me to do the program. Mm-hmm. Or I've had people text me that are planning on applying when applications do open. So just being able to guide them and say, hey, you know, just stay on top of things, have your notifications on, you know, applications will be opening soon. Like, just keep an eye out, and just being able to inspire, like, future participants that are also thinking about applying as well. And of course, I've had people come up to me and tell me, like, hey, you know, I've watched your videos and stuff like that. Like, it inspired me to really come here and just, like, just not be so afraid, because I've seen what you've done and, like, the things that you were able to do, the risk that you've taken. So that made me feel better about taking a risk. So I think that's just, it's an amazing thing to see. Yeah. It makes you feel like your hard work is paying off, and it's a good feeling. Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to give away too many of your secrets, right? Because mm-hmm. you got stuff planned out and ready.
Right.
But is there anything that we can look forward to seeing in these next couple of months from you? Like a different video that we haven't seen or something like that?
Let's see. I don't know. What do I got cooking right now that I could think of, that I can speak about? I would definitely say, like, traveling is one of the biggest things on my bucket list. Yeah. Heading out of the country in a couple, so, you know.
Okay.
Yeah, that's cool. Something to look forward to. Again, switching up the scenery, exploring outside of Disney property, and just trying new things. I feel like I don't want to box myself in just because I work every day. It's okay to just go out and take a couple days vacation, get a break, switch up the scenery, go to a different country, go explore. So I feel like that's one thing to look forward to. Vacation. Being on the beach somewhere in a whole different country. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That is always something to look forward to.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So, and then just continuing to just explore and just, like, really just put out Disney content, and just being in the Disney College program, the content that I'm going to continue to film here. And one thing about me, like, I will never post the same content multiple times. It's always something new coming. So might be something new coming tomorrow. Who knows? So. Yeah, just be on the lookout, and you just never, literally, just stay tuned. That's one thing about me, like, I never settle, I never, you know, stay on the same line. I'm always upgrading, always going up the stairs, we never stay stagnant over here, so you just never know, just stay tuned, and you shall see.
Okay, we shall see.
Yeah.
I like how you talked about, like, you're always changing, you know, you're not just, like, pigeonholing yourself into one type of content.
Yeah.
What do you feel like is next for you after this?
After, like, the college program?
Yes.
Honestly, I don't know what the future holds. I don't know what's next for me, but I think that this opportunity has truly opened my eyes on working long-term for Disney, whether that's, like, in live entertainment production. So that's something that I would be open to, yeah. So, yeah, that's just something that I'm open to right now. Like I said, don't know what the future holds, but I know what I want to do. I know that I'm going to, you know, give it my all and just take advantage of these opportunities, the networking and stuff like that, office hours that our recruiters have and stuff, and just really put myself out there and give it my all, because you just never know. So, yeah, don't know what the future holds, but I'm working towards it, and that's all that matters.
Yeah. Live entertainment would be cool, because you said you're into theater, right?
Yeah. I actually have a major in visual and performing arts with the concentration in theater.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
have you been in anything?
Yeah, I've actually been in, like, a lot of plays, a lot of short films, yeah. Oh. I've also directed films, and productions and stuff, and shows at school. So
that's so cool.
Yeah, that's definitely something. I feel like that's why my friend sent me this application, too, because she was like, you're, like, theater. Like, this is so you. Like, you love entertainment. Like, apply. And I was like, you know what? Okay, let me just apply. Let's see where this goes. And yeah.
Okay, well, we are going to transition to one of our favorite segments. We're going to play a little game, if you're up for it.
Okay.
So Josiah and I are going to ask you about your Disney first. So, like, your first time doing XYZ.
Okay.
And you just got to answer it. Like, no thought. Whatever comes into your mind.
Okay. Cool.
All right. So the first attraction you rode as a cast member.
Living with the Land. Yeah.
That's right. First thing you bought with your Disney discount.
Mickey ears. Yeah. I have a whole collection now, so every time I go to parks, I gotta give me some ears.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
That was the first thing I bought.
Side question, do you have a favorite pair of ears?
Ooh, that's a good one. I love all of them. I can't pick. I can't neglect one and, you know, forget about the other.
Yeah.
I think the classic ones are my favorites, because it's like it matches with any and every outfit. The classic white ones, though. Yeah, okay. They match with everything, so those are my favorites.
All right. First park you visited as a cast member?
Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah.
First magical moment you made?
Ooh, magical moment? Oh, I have a good one. So I clocked into work this day, and I think we were overstaffed. So they had me task, which is pretty much when you can just kind of do like a free activity. And my activity was to pick a captain of the day, which I got to pick a little kid to be the captain of our boat. And we got to like write him a little card and had all the cast members sign it, gave him stickers and like a captain hat. And just seeing like the smile on his face was like the cutest thing. I feel like that's when I was like, this is really what I do it for. Like, I love what I do. So that was like definitely like the most magical, one of the most magical moments. Yeah. Okay. Because he was happy, but I was also happy that he was happy. So, yeah. So, yeah, that was cute.
So that was a magical moment for someone else.
Yeah.
This one is your first wow moment for yourself.
Ooh, for me. Like, my wow moment. Ooh. I think I would say last year when I came to Disney for the first time was like the first wow moment. Like just seeing like the smile on like every cast member's face as I walk into the park. Like that for me was magical. It might be little, but it's just like just seeing how happy everybody is and just like everybody's just so enthusiastic. Everybody's just happy to be here. And that was a wow moment for me. Like, I don't know. I felt like I was in a whole different world. Like when they say Disney World, like it's really like a whole different world.
It is.
Like this is not Earth anymore. It's a whole different world. So yeah.
Okay, last one. The first time you got lost, because it is a world, like you said.
The first two weeks, every day, I got lost every single day. I can't even lie. I'm so bad at directions. It's so bad. But yeah, and then especially having to go backstage and all that stuff, taking the bus, taking two buses. Yeah, I was lost every day. I can't even lie. But I'm no longer lost. Found my way now, and I'm good. But the first 2 weeks, it was rough trying to adjust to, like, where to go. And then other cast members showing me the shortcut. But then the long cut is what I remember. And it's just like, but the long cut takes longer. And it's just, yeah, it's a whole lot. But I know the shortcuts and the long cuts now.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah.
You got it all down.
Got it all down packed.
Perfect. Yeah. Shade, this has been phenomenal. Having you here, we are truly, truly, truly thankful that you took some time to hang out with us.
Of course, thank you guys for having me. It's honestly been a pleasure. I appreciate you guys, you know, inviting me here. It was an amazing experience, so thank you.
This was so much fun.
Yeah.
And for anybody listening, whether you're an HBCU student or not, we would love to have you here, and I hope that this episode helped you to picture yourself on your program. This episode was brought to life by Matthew Nixon, Kayla Messenger McCarty, Tiffany Rivera, Destiny Enriquez, Christian Hui, Amanda Vetrano, Kellyanne Vasquez, Emily Lee, and Emily Chestine. Editing was completed by Reese Meyer.
Production support provided by John Fulton, Reese Meyer, and Isabel Vickery. Music arranged and produced by Nat Young Music Group.
Creative support provided by Joshua Davila and Felicity Andrews. A special thanks to our hosts, Holly Dudley and Josiah Williams. A special thanks to the Disney Programs Communications Team, Disney Programs Recruitment Team, Disney College Program, HBCU Cohort powered by Disney on the Yard, and our guest, Shay.